I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado farmers and ranchers, nervous over the deep tariffs threatened by China, are waiting to hear what the Trump administration has in mind to protect them. Don Shawcroft, president of the Colorado Farm Bureau, has said just the threat of penalties would stunt markets in Colorado for many of our producers. Commodity prices, already soft due to oversupply, will be pushed ever lower. He went on to say tariffs will hit our producers particularly hard. The administration has said if Chinese tariffs do hurt the bottom line, it will make it up to farmers. But so far, no details on how.
I'm not sure it's prudent to lay out the game book for others. We're looking very closely to see, meeting with the sorghum producers specifically right now, watching pork very carefully in that. But we don't want to move too quickly. We don't want to move in a way that would set a precedent of expectation from all producers. I just don't think it's appropriate today to talk about the numbers that our economists have calculated and predicted in that way.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says one of the challenges is to calculate how much damage may occur and how much of that would be directly linked to China. He added he hopes special programs for U.S. ag producers won't be needed. Colorado currently exports about 6% of its food and agriculture products to China, according to the Colorado Department of Agriculture. But Colorado produces a lot of feed for pork, and these kinds of secondary markets will also be hit hard. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.